This recording is copyright. IELTSblog.com Listening Practice Tests Test 11. In the IELTS test, you hear some recordings and you have to answer questions on them. You have time to read the instructions and questions and check your work. All recordings are played only once. The test is in four sections. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a man and a woman as the woman buys a new bus pass. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You should answer the questions as you listen, as the recording is not played twice. Listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning, madam. How can I help you?
Hi there. My name's Louise. I need to get a new bus pass.
Do you know which zones you'll need it for?
Yes, zones 1, 2 and 3.
That's fine. Now, have you had a bus pass before?
Yes, I've had one for the last 6 months and it expired today.
That's good. I won't need to take your details then. I'll need to confirm some information though.
That's fine.
Can you let me know your postcode?
It's NW13 4SG.
And can you let me know the number of the house at that postcode?
It's number 13.
I've got your records here. It says that we should contact you on your mobile phone. Is that still right?
I'd like to change that, actually, to email. I've not changed it, so you should have my current address.
Let's see. Is it louisek@uknet.com?
That's right.
Okay, I've made a note of that.
I won't get extra spam, will I?
No, don't worry. Our data policy specifies that we can't pass on your information to anyone or contact you without good reason.
Good. Thank you.
Now, on your old bus pass, there was no photo. The new one will be a photo card. Do you have a photo with you?
No, I don't. I didn't know that I would need it.
That's okay. We put the requirement on the website, but of course most people don't see it. I can take it here if you like. Just look at this screen.
Like this?
That's right. Now, keep still. Okay, that's done.
By the way, is the price still £100?
I'm afraid not. The price went up by 5%. It's still pretty good value, though.
Yes, that's fine.
So, here's your new pass and here's a new holder. I saw that your old one had got a bit worn.
Yes, it had. Thanks very much. The old one had gotten a bit beaten up, being at the bottom of my bag all the time.
One more thing. I noticed there was no signature on the back of your old bus pass. It isn't valid without it, so you'd better do that now to your new one.
Oh, I didn't know that either. I'll do it now. There you are.
Before the conversation continues, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 6 to 10.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, there is, actually. You know that all the bus routes have been reorganised recently.
Yes.
Well, I'm a bit confused. Could you briefly explain some of the changes?
Of course. First of all, there is Route 1. That's the one that goes in the direction of the town hospital when it goes north and the university when it goes south. There are two bus stops where you can get on this. To go north, you need to find bus stop Q. That's on Alton Road, just outside the town hall. To go south, towards the university, then find bus stop P, which is also on Alton Road, outside the cinema.
That's useful for me, as I study at the university. Now I live in West Howe. What will I need to do to get a Route 1 bus?
The best way is to go to the town centre and change. You'll need to take Route 3. Take the bus from the centre of West Howe and get off at the town centre at bus stop G. That's outside Westgate Shopping Centre. Then, to get back to West Howe, you'll need to go back to Westgate Shopping Centre and find bus stop H, opposite bus stop G.
Thanks. Finally, I need to know how to get to the Arrowdown Sports Centre. I was given a membership there, and so I'll be going there quite often too.
First of all, you need to come to the centre of town as you would normally. Then, to get to that sports centre, you'll need to go to the town centre post office. The buses for the Arrowdown Centre are from bus stop A. To get back, take the bus from outside the sports centre and get off at bus stop C in the town centre.
Thanks for that. Now, a friend told me that I can get discounts using my bus pass. He said that I can get cheaper cinema tickets and train tickets with it.
I'm afraid not with the cinema, but you'll get a 15% discount on local train services. There are other possibilities as well. The local football club gives you access to the special hospitality area, although you'll need to buy a regular ticket. You can also get priority seating at the local theatre, and the local museum gives bus pass holders cheaper entry. Some of these things are restricted by availability, of course.
Well, that's a bonus.